Hi, this is a dictation for Chiquita Robertson. Date of birth is 7-17-1977. Date of accident 9-3-2022. Date of service is 12-15-2022. The patient, Chiquita Robertson, is being seen for a follow-up visit. She has complained of the pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 7.5. She also has a pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, and left wrist to the tune of 7. She is able to lift her arm up to 120 degrees. The MRIs that were done have been reviewed with the patient. There is a herniated disc and disc bulge throughout. She has a T4, T5, T6, 7, T7, T8, and T10 and 11 disc bulge, and a herniated disc at C4, 5, C5, 6, as well as at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Regarding the shoulder, she has a positive findings of partial thickness tear of the supraspinal tears, as well as moderate subacromial subdeltoid bursa edema and a superior labral fraying and AC joint osteoarthritis. The patient has been advised about the further treatment. She has been having physical therapy since the beginning of 9-7-2022 for last 5 or 4 months, and has not had a significant relief in these areas, and she is not able to work. ADLs are affected 8, according to her, like sleep is affected 8, general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with people, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. At this time, the patient is the following system review: difficulty sleeping, tension and weakness, no headaches, no symptoms of TBI are reported, and no anxiety, depression and panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain on the left side, as well as some pain in the left elbow and wrist and hand pain. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, and no blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, no blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is an asthma, but no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, the pain level remained the same, although there is overall some improvement. 60-70% improvement is reported. And there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The date of service is 12-15-2022. The vital signs are blood pressure 156 over 100. Pulse is 90. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 12-1-2022, dictation number 0115-008, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue advising the patient about lumbar epidural, cervical epidural, thoracic epidural, and injection to the right shoulder. The medications that patient has been provided are Mobic for anti-inflammatory, 15 mg a day, Acefax for stomach protection, Xanax for severe panic that she has on a PRN basis, Lyrica, 15 mg twice a day for the pain relief. The patient is otherwise fairly stable. She'll be released to work, and her therapy will be reduced to once a week. As she's done enough therapy, she's advised to do home therapy also. Thank you.